Okay, so Rav Huna starts off the Maimer. Maimer Chof Bez, again in the original Pachad Yitzchak on Sukkot. Maisa Ova Simon Lebanim. We know that rule throughout the Torah, Maisa Ova Simon Lebanim. And we're going to focus specifically on Sukkot. V'gilu lanu chachmei ha'emes, ki shorsha shel kedushat chag ha'sukot etzel ha'banim, Na'utsu b'maisa ovos shel Yaakov avinu shenizkar bo v'Yaakov nasa sukos. So we know that in general we have a rule that maisa ovos simon lebanim. There's a connection, you know, of many different ways. Everything that the ovos did is studied and looked, the ramifications afterwards on the banim, on the Jewish people, b'chlal, is examined very closely. But now we're Erev Sukkos, we're focusing on the connection of the Avos and Sukkos, and specifically here we have a Pasuk connecting Yaakov Avinu and Sukkah, the Pasuk, V'Yaakov Nasa Sukkos. So there's a place called Sukkos. Place that Yaakov Avinu establishes this place, he calls the name of the place, Sukkot. He builds a hut for his animals and he calls that place Sukkot. So we're going to look at the relationship between Yaakov Avinu and both Sukkot and the ramifications, the impact on Klal Yisrael. And this is, Rav Huna starts off by telling us that this is a mystical idea. Gilu lanu chachmei ha'emet. There's a Kabbalistic idea. And Rav Huna writes, "Bevaday she'ein lanu esek v'nistarot, ela shemitoch itramamut ha'nefesh shel simchat ha'chag." Normally, who are we to delve into mystical ideas and ideas in Kabbalah? But maybe from the hitramamut, from the uplifting atmosphere of the Chag, or for tonight we can say of the uplifting atmosphere of Erev HaChag being between Yom Kippur, sitting in the Beis Medrash between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, we can taste a little bit on Nidchakim Lifnim Min HaMechitza. Maybe we can stretch it and go beyond our normal scope. V'chotrim Likrat Hasbara Matima L'Nimichut Matzaveinu. Let's try to understand on our low level where we're at, some kind of understanding in this idea of the relationship between Yaakov Avinu and Sukkot. Hasbara zu timatze lanu b'shiluvan shel shtei hatzaot mukdamot. So Rav Huna tells us that we're going to elaborate on this idea by putting forth two concepts. Literally, hatzaot, two proposals, but here in the realm of thought, two proposed ideas, concepts to think about and bring them together to develop one idea. So Oz Beis is one idea, Oz Gimel is the next idea, and then we bring them together. So number one, Hatzah Aleph is Kach. Starts with, going back, we're talking about Yaakov Avinu. So fundamental Yaakov Avinu scene, episode, the dream of Yaakov Avinu, Beit El, Malachei Elokim Olim V'Yordim Bo. In Pirshu Chachamim, in the Medrash Rabbah, and it's brought in Furash, the Gemara in Chulin, that Ikonin Shel Yaakov Chokok L'Mala, the impression of Yaakov Avinu, the image of Yaakov Avinu was engraved on the Kisei HaKavod. So and the Malachim were Olim v'Yordim, they were going up and down from the Yaakov Avinu that was lying down there in Beit El, went to sleep and dreaming. And so they went down, Yaakov Avinu was there, and they went up, and up in Shemayim they saw the Dmut Dyukno of the impression, the image of Yaakov Avinu, up Lamala as well, Chokuk in the Kisei HaKavod. Nodahu Mufursam, Shadvarim Halalum Yuchadim Heim Ach Verak L'Madregas Hashem Yaakov. This idea that Yaakov's face is imprinted on the Kisei HaKavod, that tells us, we hear from here, but we can't understand, we don't know what it means, we don't know what a Kisei HaKavod is, we don't understand what it is, we don't know how Malachim going up and down, are, what that means. What we do understand is that it's saying something here about the unique high madrega of Yaakov Avinu. There's something special here. It's a statement being made on something special about Yaakov Avinu. This is not mentioned. It's mentioned ach v'rak l'madregato shel Yaakov. And what does this mean? Malach hadvarim hapnimi kachu. The inner, deeper way of understanding this is the following. Kvar nitba'er lanu b'mamar hakodem ki hitztarfutan shel madregat Avraham u'madregat Yitzchak lebinyan ha'avahut b'Yisrael hi al yidei kach shegam ha'ahava shel Avram v'gam ha'yira shel Yitzchak tuluyotein al ha'chut shel dimui ha'tzura le'yotzra. Okay, that's a heavy sentence. Let's understand what that means. And we didn't see the previous mimer, so we have to elaborate here for a minute. We're talking about the madrega of Avram and the madrega of Yitzchak. In the binyan ha'avahut b'Yisrael, in the building, we have the building of the avahut, or you would almost say in English avahut, right? As avahut, right? You have the avism, the creation of that binyan of Av, which afterwards, right? That's the fundamental piece, which afterwards come the banim. So the creation of this entity called the Avos, okay, is through the development of an Avram Avinu in the unique characteristics, through the unique accomplishments of an Avram Avinu, together to the madrega of Yitzchak, the unique accomplishments, the unique spiritual accomplishments that he brought and incorporated into that fundamental entity of the Avos in Klal Yisrael, lebinyan avod b'Yisrael. Okay, we have the combination of the two sides. And what are the two sides? As soon as we think about the unique korach of Avram, is Ahava. Okay, the unique korach, on the other hand, of Yitzchak is Gvura, is Yira. And it's the Futan Shal Madregas Avra Madregas Yitzchak Levinyan Avahut B'Yisrael Hi Al Yedei Kach Shegam Ha'ava Shal Avram V'gam Ha'yira Shal Yitzchak Tuluyotein Al Achut Shal Dimui Hatzura Liyotzra. Both of these Avos, both of these personalities, while Avram Avinu's accomplishments are through Ahava. Okay, his accomplishments are accomplishments of what? This is a term often found in the Maharal. Dimui Hatsura Liyotzra. What does that mean? The Dimui, Melashani, a comparison, Ledamot, between the Tsura and Liyotzra. Between us and the Creator. Okay? In other words, looking at this aspect of, you can call it the mahu afata aspect of our avodas Hashem, our being godlike by imitating Hashem, mahu afata. That is dimui hatsura liyotzra. That which is created is being like the Creator. And Rav Hunna, was mentioned a little bit outside, proceeds to explain that when we speak about Avram Avinu and Yitzchak Avinu imitating Hashem while using their special midah, it means that Avram Avinu had a characteristic. He had almost a pull towards being that kind of personality that would be... engaged, involved in Ahava mode. And we've spoken of other opportunities. Ahava mode being the mode, I mean, we'll mention here, he doesn't mention it specifically, but we mentioned the Ramban in Parshas Yisro says that the shorish of mitzvos aseh is ahava, and the shorish of mitzvos lo taseh is yira. And Rav Hunner asks, what does that mean? What is the Ramban saying? If you love someone, what does the Ramban say? The shorish of mitzvos aseh is ahava. But if you love someone, sure, you want to do what they want you to do, what you know they want to be done. But you also don't want to do that which they don't want to be done. If you love someone, you don't want to do something that they don't, right? What they don't want that thing to be done. So what does it mean? Or on your, if you're really terrified of someone. So okay, so nechon, it's true. You don't want to do what they don't want you to do. You know that if you, right, if there's this yira of a person living in a certain house, and it's known he has a shotgun, and if you step on his lawn, he's going to pull out the shotgun and start shooting. So you don't want to walk on his lawn. You don't want to do what he doesn't want you to do. But you also want, if you're really scared of him, and you know that he wants something to be done, so you want to make sure you do, in active mode, you want to make sure that you do what he wants to be done. So what does it mean that this line of the Ramban? So Rav Hunner explains that we're talking is the shorish of mitzvah aseh. We're talking as mitzvah aseh. We're talking about activity, talking about doing, and what's behind activity, what sparks, what pushes, what motivates activity is ahava. Meaning you're filled with drive. That's really ahava, is some kind of a drive. You, right? When you have a drive, then you're driven to go ahead and get something done. So the shorish, the midah shebenefesh, right, within our, as human beings, the quality within us, what's happening that makes us do things, right? Again, the Rav Hunder explains in another place, that's what the Ramban is saying. The deeper meaning of that line in the Ramban, in Parshas Yisrael, is that as human beings, the activator within us is some kind of a drive for something ahava that gets us to do. And the flip side is true as well. The point, that the quality which causes us to stay still, to stay inactive, is a year when we're scared. So we free, right? When someone's scared, they're really scared. They're scared what? Scared stiff, right? You freeze. So that kind of copy. So anyway, the midah nefesh inside of us that brings about inactivity, staying still, is yira. The shorish of the mitzvahs lo taseh is yira. So Avim Avinu is the headquarters of activity, the bundle of activity. You can almost say he's the, amongst them, you'll say the hyperactive Av. Constantly doing it. In every place, he's running and doing, whether he's machnis orchim and doing chesed, he's going ahead and spreading. In every activity that he's doing, he's going and spreading Hashem's name through his activity. That's a deeper way of understanding that Avraham Avinu had this quality of Ava, and he used the smida of Ava in his living in a godlike way. Dimu yatsura liyotsura, he used his Ava. And Yitzchak Avinu on the other side, Yitzchak Avinu had this characteristic, this, I don't know, it's called a personality trait, who he was. He was now almost pulled towards being active, being more cautious. But sometimes in our minds, of someone who is more active, they're cautious, they stay still, they're more, you think of someone who is introverted, more focused inward, not, be careful, they're not bubbling over with the words that they're saying, and they're not bubbling over with the actions that they're doing, but there's a lot going on inside them. There's something that's very firm there. So Yitzchak Avinu had in his midah shebenefesh was yira, was staying firm, and that's why he devoted what we find written specifically, as far as I think the two main things that we find about Yitzchak Avinu are what comes to mind when you think about Yitzchak Avinu. So the Akedah, and in the Akedah, what did Yitzchak, there's greatness there, but what did Yitzchak do? What Yitzchak did was that he didn't do anything. He just lied there. Pchinas Ezu Hagibor, the Gvura of Yitzhak, Ezu Hagibor Hakovesh at Yitzhak. He stays still. Yitzhak is drive and energy, right? So there are times to use all of that drive and energy and accomplish and conquer the world as Avraham Avinu went ahead and did. But Yitzhak Avinu, Pchinas Ezu Hagibor Hakovesh at Yitzhak. The courage there to be firm, lie still. Another thing that we're told about Yitzchak Avinu is that he re-dug the wells that his father dug and were stuffed up by the Plishtim. So even in that, when we're talking about the accomplishments of Yitzchak Avinu, what did he do? It wasn't that he conquered new wells. He went ahead and re-dug the same wells that his father dug. It's keeping in line that which, like there's an avoda, I don't know if you guys I experience it, sometimes there's an avoda when you're trying to lose weight, there's an avoda first, losing the weight initially, but then there's the challenge of keeping the weight off. Okay, so there's that, right? An idea of maintaining, there's a whole different kind of challenge in life. Anything, accomplishment is the first step of the accomplishment. And that has its difficulty also, being a trailblazer, starting something new, Avraham Avinu, that newness of Avraham Avinu brings a whole new message to the world, that there's a creator, okay? So he needs all of that energy to go out and be the trailblazer. But there's, in addition to that, there's a heck of a significant challenge in going ahead and keeping in place things that are there, in a game, right? You have all of the things that you're trying to accomplish on the court, and then you have that whole side of all of the things that, the inactivity, the things that you can't do, the boundaries, all of the rules, to be able to preserve, you can imagine what a game of basketball looks like without any rules, without, you know, no boundaries. You can go wherever you want, to move on with the ball however you want. Anyway, you can't go ahead and accomplish anything. That's the side within the game, the side of Gvura. So Yitzchak Avinu, his dimui hatzura liyotzra, his being godlike, his imitating Hashem, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself has certain aspects of sometimes expressing himself, activity in the world, that side of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Ava, of asay, prinas asay mode of going ahead and accomplishing and doing and being a pusher and a shaker. And there are times where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in different aspects, whether it's in the realm of nature or in the events that take place in the world, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is expressing himself through his silence, through his maintaining. The class, maybe the headquarters of this is the Gemara tells us when the world, as creator, the world was being created. So there, that's the headquarters of activity. Is Vadaya HaKadosh Baruch Hu creating the world, day one, day two, day three, moving on, more and more and more and more activity. And then all of a sudden comes the end of the sixth day. That's the law. The Gemara tells us that the Shem Hashem, Shin and Dalet and Yud, Ani Kel Shakai, Ani Hu Sha'amati Le'olami Dai. That's it. Enough. Ad kan creation. Ad kan activity. Freezing the activity of the creation. That is the Gvura mode, the inactivity mode of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being expressed. That's the Yira mode of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being expressed. So Avraham Avinu excelled in imitating Hashem on the side of activity. Yitzchak Avinu excelled in imitating Hashem on the side of inactivity, of freeze, of maintaining, of keeping that which exists already. Let's move on in Rav Huttner's words. Omek ha-kavana b'zehu ki kviut midato shel Avraham hayta be'ahava. As we said, Ela Sha'al Yada Shal Midazu Haya Oved Legalot Adimui Hatzura Liyotzer. Through his Ava, that's how he was imitated Hashem. Vu Adin B'Midas Pachad Yitzchak. Right, that's where the name itself. Right, that's the Midah of Yitzchak. The way that God was revealed, the way that Yitzchak saw God was as Pachad of Yitzchak. Right? As Yaakov Avinu says, refers to Hashem being the Hashem of Yitzchak as being Pachad Yitzchak. ki kviut midato shel Yitzchak kaisa beira. Ela shah yada shel midazu haya oved legalot adimui atzura liyotzra b'mitzvah hazeh. That's how he served God. That's how he imitated Hashem. And now we come to Yaakov Avinu. Shani Yaakov shelo hayalo midah kvua klal. He did not have a specific midah. Ela shedimui hatsura liyotzra hihi midaso. The midah, and here this is the excellence, the greatness of Yaakov Avinu, is that his midah was this idea of being similar to Hashem. In other words, the way he's saying is that Avram Avinu had this midah, almost, if he can, personality trait, like, of being pulled toward that activity, that Ava, and he used that to make himself godly. Yitzchak was that reserved, almost, we said a little bit more introverted, keeping everything as is, and he used that with midah sheb nefesh to be godlike. Yaakov Avinu was godlike, meaning to say, but madrigosam shel Avram v'Yitzchak ha'ava v'ayira hein ha'avos, as we just said, in the meaning the head avos, as in right, avos, as in the headquarters. The av and the yira were the headquarters. V'dimo yatzura liyotzer, he had told them. It's the av and the told them. The starting point was the av and yira. They each respectively had their midah, and the result, the told of that, was the way that they served HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Madre Gosso Shel Yaakov, Dimui Hatsura Liyotzra Hu Ha'av. That's the starting point. That's the headquarters. And the Av and the Yira, Hein HaToledot. Umepnei Kein Hamida Kenegen Mida Shel Avuto Shel Yaakov Avinu Hu Sheikunin Shelo Chakuk Lamala. And therefore, Dafka Yaakov Avinu, his image is the one that's imprinted on the Kisei Shokavod Lamala. He is the Bakir Sheba Avot, the most perfect of the Avos. Akanatza Arishana, this is point number one. We said we're putting, Rav Hunder says, I'm putting forth, developing two ideas, tying them together. Adkan, idea number one, the binyan of Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, the midah of each Av and Yira, and how Yitzchak, the midah of Tiferes, of Emes, Titen Emes le Yaakov, Chesed la Avram, Chesed, to be a Chesed doer, you're filled with a drive, going out, right, on a Chesed mission, going out and doing. And to be the sheriff out there to make sure everything is in order, nobody's talking during davening, or nobody's getting involved in other things, that we're not losing anyone on the sidelines, you need that midah of Yitzchak. Emes is Aleph Ad Tov, bringing the whole package, the Tiferes, the right side and the left side, Yamin Usmol Tifrotzi, the whole package, that's the midah of Yaakov Avinu. Yes, Shmuel? The way Rav Hutner is setting it up is that Avram Avinu excelled in achieving everything that he achieved within his mode of Ava, and with whatever terminology you use, the Midah Sheba Nefesh, and the activity accomplishing. Yitzchak, V'chein LiYitzchak on his side. Yaakov Avinu, he's saying the greatness is putting forth first always what is needed at that moment. And recognize it. It's the greatest because you could say it's the most godlike, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself sometimes operates through Ahava mode and sometimes through Yira mode. You could say, if this is what you're asking, Nachon, for Avram and Yitzchak as well, there was a combination. Avram Avinu also had boundaries, and Yitzchak Avinu also had activity that he was involved with. But he's looking at where they excelled. And where Yaakov Avinu excelled is the ability, the success, at pulling out, sometimes from the right pocket and sometimes from the left pocket. Sometimes knowing when to go into active mode, right, and knowing when to take a step back. That's Hatzah number one. And Hatzah number two, we know, and we're going to now bring it closer to Sukkos. Sukkah, we speak about Sukkah being Zecher La'anan Yaakovon, right? Daf Yud Aleph. B'pshuto HaKavanai La'anan Yaakovon Shalach HaYitis Mitzrayim. And we always think, when we speak about the Anane HaKavod, we think about, right, when Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim, they had Anane HaKavod around them. Are you familiar with the Gra? The Gra says which Anane HaKavod is talking about. Aval B'divri HaGra on the Pasuk in Shir HaShir Shirim, Meisharim Avucha Mevuaru Ki HaKavana. Which Anane HaKavod is it talking about? Right, you see, you know the Gra, what? The Anane HaKavod that they came back when? The Anane HaKavod were taken away from us. When? The Cheder Ego, the Anane HaKavod were taken back. And then afterwards, after Tshuva, Kapara, we're standing right now, Matzi Yom Kippur, after the Tshuva and the Kapara, then Anane HaKavod came back. So the Gra said, when we speak about, it's important to know, also with Man Yedu Dorasechem, when you're sitting, you have a Yediyah to know that you're sitting in the Sukkah, Man Yedu Dorasechem, keep a Sukkah, Sashav Tiz Bnei Yisrael, it comes out, Lafi the Gra, when we speak about remembering which Sukkahs, when we sat in Zochem, Zechet, to which Anane HaKavod, the Gra says it's Zechet, to the Anane HaKavod, that came back after the Kapara for the Chet HaEgel. Mevuaru, the Gra explains, ki akavanahi lotam anane akavod shechozru la'achreish nistalku b'shas maisa egel. Why? What's the Gra bothered by? What's wrong with the anane akavod that were there? But the pashtos, we left Mitzrayim, we were protected by the anane akavod. Gemara, why is the Gra pushing that it's dafka zechal anane akavod that came back after the kapara of the chede egel? Biurainyan. We're going from, it's like now, transition from Sukkah to Bava Kama. B'yura inyanu al pi ha-mavur b'Bava Kama daf nun hei amad aleph. Shebeluchos harishonos lo ne'amar b'hen kitov b'pnei shesofan haya lehishaber. V'nimtza. Ki ha-shniyos sh'ne'amar b'hen tov, that the Pasuk Dvarim Perakei, Pasuk Tezayin. It's now mentions Tov within the Luchos, Lo Titachen Bahan Shvira. In other words, and there's a very deep idea here. This is also at the beginning of Bereishis, when we speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu seeing different things in the world, and he saw it and he saw that it was Tov. What does Tov mean? It's an important, we speak about Tov all the time. We think about, right, we're davening for things that are tov. We identify, label certain things as tov. What is tov? Rashi says they're tov at the beginning of in the Ma'isa Abriya, Ratza b'kiyumo. Because Baruch sees that's tov, and therefore Ratza b'kiyumo. Now something that's tov, more something is tov, the more it should be lasting forever. But often, so the first luchos are destined to be smashed. So tov is not matim, it's not appropriate in the context of the first luchos because they're going to be lost. So it's missing the tov. Tov is that it's here and it's going to continue to be. It's going to last. Ratza b'kiyuma. Ba'ofen shebris haluchos hashnios odefes hi albris shaluchos harishonos bazeh. What's the advantage? What's the maila of the second luchos? She'inyan ha'afara nimnahu etzla. K'shem shelo titachen shvira b'luchos atzma. So the second luchos are forever. The first luchos with all of the maila of them, but we lost them. What we have, the luchos that we received, and we have forever. That's the special simcha of Yom Kippur, that day, the simcha of Kabbalah HaTorah, right, as Rav Yaakovson spoke about last week, the special connection between Torah and Tshuva, Torah towards Yom Kippur, that on Yom Kippur we receive the Luchos Shnios, and Lamaisa Zemesh and Shalom, the Luchos that remained afterwards, the Luchos Shnios, so that's Tov. Zui Eifo Da'ato Shel Agra. So this is what the Gra is saying. If we're talking about a Sukkah, we're celebrating, connecting to Sukkah, to an Anane HaKavod that HaKadosh Baruch Hu protected us with. So we want to be, we're connecting to a Sukkah that's Tov. a lasting sukkah, the sukkah that lasted. We don't connect to the. We don't want to connect to. We're not connecting to the lucha to the Anani Yakovah that was pchinas the Anani Yakovah that was smashed. The first Anani Yakovah that we had when we left Mitzrayim was smashed. They were taken away from us at the time of the Cheder Egel. Afterwards, after the Kapara, then we had Anani Yakovah after the Kapara for the Cheder Egel. Then we had Anani Yakovah that lasted, because this is the essence of what Sukkah is about. Ki mekevan shah Sukkah. What do we mean by that? Rav Hutner explains. Ki mekevan shah Sukkah omedes hi besod sikuch. The essence of the Sukkah is the schach. The shame sukkah is al schach, al sikuch, on a covering, a protection. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is protecting us. Ha'agana al Knesset Yisrael, protecting Knesset Yisrael b'pchinas, shomer amo Yisrael ad. Right, where we say, ufros solenu sukkah shlomecha. Right, within that bracha of shmira, shehi. So, Ganakh Shomer Ama Yisrael Bal Korcha Shehi Zecher Lotam Anani Yakovod Shechozru B'Shas Habris Shaluchos Shnios B'Toras Pius Maisa Egel. The Anani Yakovod we're talking about is the Anani Yakovod that will return after HaKadosh Baruch Hu was appeased after the tshuva process for the Cheta Egel. Ki kol zman ששבירת הלוחות איננה בגדר הנמנע אין סיכוך לשמירת העד של כנסת ישראל. As long as שבירת הלוחות is possible, I don't know, as long as we're talking about something that is going to be taken away, is being smashed, so we don't, if not, as long as that's not impossible, then you don't have a real everlasting שמירה, a real שמירה. שמירה that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us, and that's Shomer Amo Yisrael La'ad. So that's the sukkah is the sod protection. Right? So many ideas of the sukkah, speaking about different aspects of the sukkah being HaKadosh, representing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's protection of us. So if it's protection of us, we're talking about the long-term protection, not that short-term that was there. It's all the Chet HaEgel, but the protection that lasts. Shomer Amo Yisrael La'ad. And now to combine the two ideas, to weave together proposal number one, proposal number two, Hatzah Rishona and Hatzah Shnia Nos Dalet, to connect Yaakov Avinu and Sukkah, and to bring it back to who moved the cheese. Right? Umigufan shel Hatzot hinenu netakim el shiluvan. From each idea, now we move over netakim el shiluvan. We move over to the shiluv, to the connection. Habariah HaTichon, HaSholev Eshtei HaAtzaot HaMukdamot HaLalu, the main center point that ties these two together, Hu HaChok HaKavua B'inyan Shmiras HaNetzach. HaChok HaZeh Omer, what is this rule? A fundamental rule regarding something lasting forever. HaChok Hazeh Omer ki kol inyan hamitnaheg b'mida mesuyama I efshar lo la'amod b'kol hamatzavim. What does that mean? Say it in general, just in general terms. In general terms of the world. Let's say not even within midos, but in general, general usage. What is Rav Hutner saying here? Kol inyan hamitnaheg b'mida mesuyama I efshar lo la'amod b'kol hamatzavim. The more specific something is, the less, I mean, it's pashut, it's a simple sentence, the more specific something is, the less flexible it is. Less flexible meaning it can't withstand every single situation. Kol inyan hamitnaheg b'mida mesuyama I efshar lo la'amod b'kol hamatzavim. Sharei yitachen shematzav yadua hu soter l'mida zu. V'az ha'inyan ba lidei kliya. When this thing that is very specific enters a zone which is already beyond its scope, then it is useless. מכיוון שיש סתירה בין תוכן מהות המידה של העניין ובין המצב. What's an example of something specific? You can have anything specific come to mind in any what? Something that's used for a specific circumstance. I'm just trying to develop. Look at us. A certain size of a screwdriver. Okay, so it could be the best screwdriver for that size, the best fit. But as soon as then it goes over into an area, which is already outside, so then it becomes useless. Okay, you can end up. You can have what? Sorry? A paintbrush that is very wide. So it's advantage, it's koch. You're looking for wide, to be able to take less time when you're going through, to be able to cover more area. So then the fact that it's wide ends up being mila, but then you come, then you move over to a certain, when you're out of that zone, when you need to get into a very specific, a delicate kind of a spot, so that already uses its koch. It's koch. The wide brush is strength is in the fact that it's wide. So it gives you that advantage in covering a large amount of space in a short amount of time. But as soon as you come to a very specific small area, that has to be done in a more delicate way. So it loses its koch. Virak bizman. Let's move over from the specific examples, concrete examples that we gave to. Let's move over to the world. I don't know, call it psychology or personality traits. You have someone who is let's say, if it's taken such a nice person, they'd say about someone taking it to the extreme. That's such a nice person, they never say no. They never say no. They're so nice. Whatever you ask them, they never say no. Great, and right, smiling all the time, and you know you get. They'll always help you out. Everything's great, but when that's taken to an extreme, they're never saying no, can run into all kinds of problems, because there are situations in life where the call of the moment is to be able to say. If you end up raising your kids in that, right, in that mode, so you end up with spoiled brats. Because you're never saying no. Mitzachini, coming down, being very. Someone can excel at drawing the boundaries, being very good with boundaries, and making sure you need certain times to be able to, if you're davening on a Yom Kippur gets a little bit too crowded, you got to be able to. Someone sitting decides extra people come that weren't registered beforehand and decide to put down their seats in the aisles and cover, and like if people are having a hard time getting to their seats that had arranged beforehand because someone just decided they're going to sit in the aisle. You need that person who's good at being able to draw boundaries and walk over to them and say, excuse me, sir, you're sitting in the aisle. You have to move your seat. That sometimes, like the koch of a gabbai sometimes, who has to be able to set boundaries, be firm in those kinds of situations. And he's not saying, he never says no, so people are all over each other and nobody could daven on Yom Kippur because everything is a tremendous balagah. So if someone has only one midah, eventually it will go. Eventually, at a certain point, it goes to the zone which it's outside of its midah, and it'll come to kliya, to ha'inyan balide kliya. V'rak bizman sha'inyan mitnaheg lamala mikol midah mesuyemet b'kocho shel. When something, or some, here we're talking about someone. If someone, in other words, let's plug it into what we're saying. If someone is locked into that certain trait, they are always, like, they're always saying yes. They're not, they are nice. And they're always operating with nice. Okay, so then they're always operating with nice. They could do a lot of tremendous things. They could accomplish tremendous things. They can be the biggest chesed doer in the world because they're so driven with nice and doing nice things to people. And someone who has that midah shel nefesh of being firm also, the world needs him and he can accomplish tremendous things. But greatness of the whole package is only when rak bizman shein hainyan mitnaheg lamala mikol midah mesuyemet, above a specific midah bekocho shel hamalach, or using the word prina, prinas hakol, like we said in the Yom Narem, hakol yochal v'kol olam yachad, complete, all inclusive. As if shalo lo toinyan shiyehe muvtach v'omed l'hitkayem b'kol ha'ofanim, then it's forever. When you have the ability of changing modes, it's, and when you have a brush, if you'd have theoretically, you'd have a paintbrush which had a magic brush, which it was both, it has two modes. It has wide brush mode, and you can press a button, and all of a sudden it becomes the most delicate, specific spot brush. Then it's hakol yochal, v'kol olam yachad, a magic brush that is matin, that can be used for every situation. V'lemeidim anu lefiza mitoch devarav shel Agra. Right, when the Gra is saying that, when we're talking about something lasting, it has to be forever. It has, when we talk about Tov, it has to be forever. In every situation, for it to last forever, it has to be able to change modes, to be matim for every single situation. And I hear how beautiful, coming back to the Sukkah. Kol diras keva. What is the sukkah about? You hear the chiddush of this idea. Sukkah is get out of your set mode. Get out of your set diras keva, guys. So literally, get out of your house into a temporary diras arai, into temporary mode. But Rav Hutner here on the machshava level is taking it to the mind. Get out of your boxes. Right. So what part of was. Part of what's so great about it is that this is a powerful reflection on Rav Hutner's whole thought, and Rav Hutner in a lot of ways being out of the box, being right. Like if he would say a shir and someone would say to him, "But Rabbi Rosh Hashiva, he said last time he said this sugya, you said it differently." So he would give it to him and say, "Well, you want me to be the same person that I was last time?" It's like, what do I need? What do I need life for if I'm the same person that I was last time? Always thinking things in a new way, or as he said, right, for about boxes. You know, boxes are not for this world. Boxes are when we're leaving the world. But right now, we're out of the box. Out of the box. Right? A new. So he's saying, we have to leave our diras keva, leave our box, leave our way of, your kavua way of thinking. It's very, I was just speaking to Rav Gidon now, right before we started realizing the connection between this idea and what Rav Gidon was speaking about on Tzom Gedalia. He was speaking about the same concept within the context of Shemitah. Shemitah, he was saying, Milashon, letting go. Remember, those of you that followed Rav Gidon's Tzom Gedalia, Sicha? He was speaking about Shemitah of letting go to our set way of thinking. You know, you have, and I was talking about, let's say even on a Beinon, he was mentioned also on a Beinon Chavera level. Sometimes you have someone, you know, you're not getting along with, because you have your set way of how you view that person, and they're wrong, and whatever. You have to think about it in a new way, and try to understand their perspective. Seeing things from the other person's perspective. And coffee thinking about what we're doing, thinking about our tefillah, thinking about what tefillah is about in a new, refreshing way. Say, get out of the box, get out of your. Or as I heard, I think the Maral actually says this. I heard Rav Moshe Shapiro explain this once. When Akash Baruch Hu tells Avram Avinu is like this. Thinks he sees he's not going to have any children. And what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he sees in the Mazalos, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say to him? Tzei mehaitzdagninus shelcha. So literally, it's like, get out, right, leave what you saw of the astrology that you saw, that you're not going to have, through the astrology you saw, you're not going to have kids, leave that alone. It's bigger than that. It's like, get out of that way, get out of that perspective. Get out of that mode. You're limiting yourself, seeing that according to the set way, the natural way, Avraham Avinu is not going to have it. Get out. Think in a bigger way. So here what the sukkah is get out. Because when we put ourselves in boxes, we're limiting ourselves. We're not allowing ourselves to stretch the envelope. The whole idea of that term, stretching the envelope, is achieving more, comfort, getting out of the comfort zone, right? Getting, stretching and achieving more than is usually in our zone. We're staying only in that zone of what we feel good, what's comfortable, what's familiar. If all of us stayed only with what is familiar, we wouldn't be here right now, sitting in the Ayalon Valley in Eretz Yisrael, right? We'd be on the other side of the ocean. We stay with what's familiar, with the food that we're familiar with, and the weather that we're familiar with, the bed that we're familiar with, the house that we're, everything is comfortable, to be able to go ahead and achieve more and accomplish more, getting out of the set. Say meidiras ha'keva. Get out. So when you get out of what with everything that is kavua, the more specific it is. So it has its end, and that's it. And it doesn't. But once you would go to that zone of the non-kavua, that's where you stretch, that's where you have the ability to take in more, a bigger perspective. That's what the Maral says, and it doesn't mention it here, but the Maral says we're going to be singing all Sukkot. What? Like all those questions there. How in the world do I know which song you're thinking about? What are we going to be singing all Sukkot though? B'chazot? Arachamanu Yakim Yakim Manu Sukkas David Anophilus. So the Maral asks, why do we refer to the Beis Hamikdash as a sukkah? We're talking about the rebuilding of the sukkah. Arachamanu Yakim Lanu as Sukkas David Anophilus. Why is the Beis Hamikdash referred to as a sukkah? Says the Maral. Very beautiful idea in sync exactly with what we're talking about. Because the base, future Beis Hamikdash is Pchinas Sukkah. What does it mean? So it doesn't happen as often as it's shown. Maybe you guys are more familiar with storms around this time of year. We could have a storm coming along and knocking down the sukkah. What happens when the sukkah gets knocked down? You go and you, what do you put up? The sukkah. You put up the sukkah. When a house falls down, the house fell apart, you have to go ahead and build a new house. Says the Maral, the Beis Hamikdash for Am Yisrael is Pchinas Sukkah. It's still Sukkah. It's there. We're just going to put up the Sukkah. It doesn't lose its shame. It's still there for us. There's a Beis Hamikdash there. We just got to go Pchinas Sukkah. We just got to go put up the Sukkah. It's there. That's not a Pchinas house that fell apart and already it's gone and it's Chareb and there's nothing here. For us, it's there. We just got to give him a Kimetz. Because that's the flexibility, that's the flexibility of the sukkah gives it that koach of still remaining, no matter what. It's besod ha-netzach. The sukkah is besod ha-netzach. It's eternal. Sukkah is forever. The Graz saying, right? The Graz saying, we're talking about sukkah here, we're talking about a protection is forever. Shemikavon shas sukkah medes besod hakavod shel bris luchos shnios shelot itachen bo shvira. Sukkah and stopping and being broken can't go together. Harei bal korcho shehanagat hasukkah hi bat hamalach haklali deakol yochav kolam yachad. It's all inclusive. For sukkah is forever. Hamafkia midei kvius shel dira bepratiyuta shel mida mesuyemet. It's forever. In other words, it's the antithesis of specific. A house is very specific. The bricks are here, and that's it. And when they fall, no house. The sukkah is moving. It's flexible. It's able to move. It has no end because it's not specific. V'shotefet otanu bekan ha-hanhara. The light washes us away. Okay, in other words, we're overwhelmed with this tremendous light. Ki mahalach ha-hanhaga zu magbil hu bidiyuk l'umat tochen ha-avoda v'kdushasol shel Yaakov ha-mavuar ba-atzah rishana. You see the connection between Sukkah and Yaakov Avinu, the mida of Yaakov Avinu, of Hakol Yochov Kolam Yachad, of the ability, the success at changing lanes, of knowing to when to go into action mode of Ahava and when to shift over and to go into action mode of Yira, because he is working with the Dimuyatsura Liotra, just being godlike, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself shifts at sometimes in mode of Ahava and sometimes of mode of Yira, of activity and inactivity. In creation and stopping creation, in Elohim mode and in Shakai mode. The shtei sgulot miyuchadot nitpartu lanu b'tochen avodoso shel Yaakov Avinu kefi hamavur ba'atzar rishona ve'elu shtei nasgulot. We said number one, chakika b'klaliyuto shel malach hadimui hatzura liyotzra, absolute in being similar to Hashem. And two, mitochkach hafka'a mekvius b'pratiyutan shel midos. He's taken out of that mode of being kavua within one mode. You have, sometimes you see people around in that mode of gvura, and you know, I was thinking about it, and you have the angry gabbai who's always the one to yell out after on a no tachman day, to be yell out right after the chazan finishes chazar hashat, the iskado, right? You have the angry guy always yelling out iskado right away, right? A split second after the chazan finishes his chazar hashat. So yes, you can be, you can use that need of something being a little bit, being on edge and then being mocked and being a captain. No, you're okay, iskado right that second, but that sometimes often left, you see those people who are on the edge. Then they can end up being on edge in other areas where they're not necessarily achieving. And then you can have people who are, you know, again, it's all good, it's all laid back, and you have all kinds of problems that surface because it's all good, yeah, don't worry, I don't know, when's my Kriya Shema, don't worry, take it easy, okay? Some more time, it's all easy. The wisdom, the greatness, you have this in all kinds of realms of greatness. You have in the area of Sinai and Okar Harim, in knowledge of Torah as well. You have those who are great in greatness in Halacha, and you have greatness in Lamdas, and you have greatness in Machshava, and greatness of greatness, real greatness, is here also, taking in both sides, which will sometimes almost contradict. Sometimes in being a Baal Halacha, you have to be that very, very exact, looking at all the details and focused, and being a sort of a captain within four details. And sometimes, in being a great Baal Machshava, you have to be more of an abstract thinker and being able associative, and not being as specific. And when you have someone, you have certain Torah personalities who are able to be Hakol Yachad, Hakol Am Yachad, both sides. That's the real greatness, that's the high level of greatness, which again Rav Huttner is developing here in terms of Yaakov Avidu. Mitoch kach ההפקעה מקפיוס בפרטיותן של מידוס, עד שכל מיד הפרטית אינה נחשבת על הדירס הרי כלפי כלליותו השקוע בדימוי הצור ליוצרו. Serving, being godlike is knowing when to be that captain. And you see the guy, you see the chazan going into Tachnun, he's not supposed to say Tachnun. He's got him, knowing now is the time, right? And mitzad sheni, knowing how to be the softest, warmest, being when you're machnes orchim or whatever, and all the situations, or the million and one examples in life that we could think of the wisdom. This is the wisdom of not being rigid. The term for being rigid, I think this is the literal translation. Someone will check up in the dictionary afterwards. Maybe not. Mikuba. It's milashon kavua. Mikuba. Sometimes you have someone who's set in a certain way of thinking about. But do you have any other terms in English for that? Someone who's very set in their perception, and they have a difficult time in seeing things in a different kind of a way. Is what? Constricted, closed-minded. So someone check afterwards. Mikuba. If you see another translation, mikuba. Being what?
Inflexible.
Unyielding. Very good.
Inelastic.
Very good. Okay. Umamash. Let's finish up. Umamash. What was the last one?
Intransigent.
Okay. The first one was inflexible? Inflexible. Okay. So, you'd say the Schach LaNetzach, Sukkah, you see all over, Schach LaNetzach. But the Netzach of the Sukkah is in the flexibility. These two sides, misamnot hein et hanagat sikuch haganat hanetzach al Knesset Yisrael. This is the eternal protection of Knesset Yisrael. Ki rak hanaga bat hamalach hakloli, da'ako yachav kol olam yachad, all inclusive, flexible, being able to change modes. Hamafkia et hanaga shel kviut hashachun b'mida pratit, being able to get out, and it's hard. It's hard. Like it's difficult. It's for two reasons. Both because we all have a pull in our personality towards a certain mode, a nature. So it's hard to get out of our nature. If we're a kapton, if we really very much, it's hard to get out of that mode and being more accepting and saying okay, there are the different approaches. And if we're pulled towards that side of being very chilled and easygoing, it's hard to get into that mode of where that could be that the call of the moment is to be very specific and look at the details and lock in on the details, and kach in all many other examples in life. We all know, anyone who has had roommates once in his life knows that there are challenges in working with people that are a little bit different than us in whatever area it may be. As if everyone's different than us. Everyone has a different perspective, everyone's different. And jiving, when we have it, we always think our way is the way. And that's on a ben adam l'chavera level, the greatness of being a little bit bigger and being able to deal with someone who's doing things a little bit differently, even though they're wrong. Right, from our perspective, even though we're sure that they're wrong, but being able, that's being big. That's great. That's being bigger. You're not just you're the limited you. You're bigger because you're more accepting than to someone that is different. And you don't get stuck. Rak hanaga bat hamalach haklali, da'akol yachav v'kol olam yachad, hamafkia et hanaga shel kviut hashachun memida pratit, hi hayotzeret et mniat hefsed shel ha'inyan ha'minahega al yada k'mavua lanu b'chok shmiras ha'ad. That is what's forever, shmirat ha'ad, when it's not specific and it could change modes. Vayerev vayiboker yom echad. Yom, the whole unit is made up of two sides. There's an Erev side, and there's a Boker, Shomer, there's a Zohar, Day, Lotasei, Winter, and Summer. The whole world is built of these two sides. Ayin, great song from Adiran on his first album on that. Zui Azbara, Adiran, right? You remember Adiran? Yeah, so on that album, it was a great song of all putting together all of the two sides in the world. Zui Azbara Matima Lafin Mechut, finishing up. Zui Azbara Matima Lafin Mechut, Matzavenu, Bidivrei Chachme Ames, Shegilulanu, Et Shoresh Kedushata, Shel Hasuka, Bemaisa Ovos. Shel Yaakov Avinu. This is an avenue for us to understand this. We started with this mystical idea, this connection. Myself, Simon Lebanon, the connection between Yaakov Nasa Sukkos, the relationship between Yaakov, special relationship between Yaakov Avinu Dafka and the Sukkah, the flexibility. Yaakov Avinu Nasa Sukkos. Yaakov Avinu excelled in being able to move the cheese. Being able, not getting in, not stuck, a dead end. I'm frozen, that's it, I can't. Things. Right, this is different, this is not what I was prepared for, and I can't act. Being able to, right away, rethink, operate in a different way. Yaakov the Tumim knows how to still, even though he's a Tumim, he knows how to operate with love on, and get the job done. But at the same time, he's Ishtam Yoshev Ohalim, Ohalim, and as also a Baalei Torah Sa'emes point out, Ohalim is there's an Ohel of Avram and there's an Ohel of Yitzchak. And Yaakov is a Yoshev Ohalim. He knows how to sit in the tent of Avram And he knows how to sit in the tent of Yitzchak. He knows how to go into Avram mode, hyperactive, bubbling over, Mr. Social, and he's hugging everyone in the world, spreading Hashem's name, giving out drinks to everybody, and inviting everyone in for some chont and kugel, and spreading Hashem's non-stop activity. And at times he knows how to go into the gvura of Yitzchak mode, still focused, staying within, looking inward, to be able to preserve. And that is the sod, meaning the inner idea of the eternity. Yaakov Avinu Lomes. Yaakov is forever. From Yaakov and on, Yisrael, Afabi Shechata Yisrael. From Yaakov Avinu on, Yaakov's all-inclusive, if you think about it. Yaakov's all-inclusive in terms of his descendants as well. There's room for everyone. Even someone who went really, really far. And you hear the pshat now in a new way. From Avram himself, you can end up being out of bounds. You can end up being too far removed. Taking the Zohar Rav Dessler develops this idea, famous idea, from Michtam Eliyahu. From an Avram Avinu, you can end up with a Yishmael who is just, there are no boundaries. When there's no boundaries, what was Yishmael? Shtufei Zima. There are no boundaries. So involved in Znus, there's no boundary, no limits. Everything is a possibility in the realm of relationships between men and women. There are no boundaries. So from that open approach, as Rav Dessler explains them, they could end up developing the Yishmael. From a Yitzchak, from being very firm, it can end up being that midah that can end up being warped into an Esav, who's an Isha Hacherev of boundaries, but boundaries are right Adkan or off of your head. Adkan being a killer, not accepting my way or the highway, my way, or you find yourself at the bottom of a river. That's the distortion of that midah of boundaries of Adkan, the super Adkan or Gemara. The distortion from Yaakov. Once you have the whole picture, then it could be all inclusive. There's room, right, for everyone on either side to find their way back, to find that, to use their midah shebenefesh, the forever shomer amo Yisrael ad the pchina sukkah v'Yaakov nasa sukkosa. Hashem, everyone should have a beautiful yontif, and we should be zocher mezat Hashem harachom anu yakim lano a sukkah davar nafaz. We should all participate in putting it back up, the sukkah. Avay, we all meet together a couple of days to put the sukkah on Har HaBayis. Just put the sukkah back up, because Avinu Shebashamayim is calling us to help him put up the sukkah.